You are listening to a Central Life Christian Church presentation. For more information, visit centrallife.com.au.
On that note, let's open up our Bibles to the book of John at chapter Catholic. There's a few of us, aren't there? Eh? Woo! You know, I'm in Mass. And Mum was into it a little bit more than what Dad was. I didn't think getting into Sunday best, which were good thinking, when there was a beautiful beach and the seagulls and the sunshine. But, you know, these things, if Mum wants to go to church, everything. And Dad's concession to Mum was that he chose where they have trouble getting in this church, getting a good seat down the back, but that's where Dad would have been. Mum, who got their way. And, you know, we had enough kids to spread out, so Mum and Dad had this. Mum won the seating war, and I was up the front. It was probably where Belinda is, right, as to what was going on in a Mass. Now, all the Catholics would know what goes on, a whole ceremony, a whole ritual he goes through, and each step along the way he does. Priest is doing. So I'm watching him, everything he's doing and doing this and doing that and reading this book. I'm fascinated with him because he is enjoying himself. And I'm thinking, you're probably to his eyes and I see belief. Not only is this guy doing everything different. And I remember at a very young age sitting there watching that and thinking, God that he speaks of. And I wondered, is it possible for me, what I'm doing. So that's, you know, God works on you in different ways, and in me enough to see what this priest was doing and to see that connection in my life. They had a midweek Mass. And I went along there to watch again and to watch his eyes again and again and again. And I kept trying to say, I want to get closer to this God you know. Never tired. And that was probably the first stages of my journey towards God. And a few shifts in theology and doctrine to get there. But get there I did. I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water. And because I get into this church and all of these people are talking about looking around, I can't find this power, I don't know what this presence is, you know, and the worship leader and the plastic. And I'd be going, I don't know. And so I stick it out a bit. And I start going along to the church and I thought, well, there must be churches you get. Saved and re-saved again, just to make sure I dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. One day, I found the presence of God. And you know where I found it? In very simple song, Shine, Jesus. You know, you're all admitting, some of you are going, I sang it. But it was around, shine, that you came into the presence of God, and I felt something that was to me. It was awesome. I could feel his love. I could sense his approval, beat the feeling. You know, I wonder about people, they come to church and they think, oh, you know, will I go to God? Because you cannot beat the feeling of being in the presence of God. Now, you know, I bother God endlessly because I have to know why. And I find the presence. Why that song? Was it the muso? And then God came. I don't think so. Was it that the leaders had been? Don't think they were. Was the worship leader particularly anointed? God show up. I always love that statement. Did God show up? As if, you know, 1 week he does. Right, I'm busy that day. God always shows up. Absolutely. None of those things. To share with you this morning is what did matter. Because I want to stir in you. Because worship is the most powerful experience that you will ever have. It's powerful when you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Then you'll know note to the last. Because something could happen in the first note. Is you are participating in Christian karaoke. And I tell you, find that. Well, we go to the Bible, don't we? And the Bible, in the book of John, we find Jesus talking her life. He talks to her about the living water. And she recognizes he's a prophet. And it's this question about where's the proper place to worship. So she asks Jesus, verse 23 is where we want to go. It says, yet a time is coming and now has come when the Father seeks. God is spirit and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth. And your spirit might be in a lower case, not the upper case. Interchangeable. It can be in the spirit as in Holy Spirit and it can be in the spirit as in. Well, if you've got a Pentecostal background, what it means to you is that you have got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, they teach that sort of stuff because the Holy Spirit is a great thing. But the problem is this. I know just the experience that I had of the presence of God, I know as many there as who have. Those when I go out the door there with their clubs. It is a very good thing and a very powerful thing. Put your clubs away. All I'm saying to you is that you don't, it's not a gold path, useful, but not necessarily. Are you going to get into the door and knock on the door? The presence of God is available to a wide range of people, believers who can connect. They can do it. But here's the thing. Entering the presence of God is, and Keith strikes the first note on his chord, isn't it? Mr. Music. Presence of God? No, we're not. Because he needs something else. The most anointed song and be full of the Holy Spirit and not one of you to get into the presence of God is a congregation, a people of God who want to be a presence of God. It's good. All you need is one thing. We all need to turn to a given moment. Now, worship leaders will say things like, oh, we're led by the Spirit of God. Or they are listening to God and hearing what God is saying. We do that, the two marry. Now, why do I say that? Well, Jesus tells, word of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He's hearing the Father and the Son. He's hearing the heart of the Father. And then what do we do about getting into the presence of God? We're listening to the Spirit of God tell us what is your... Things are going everywhere. We've got people saying, oh, things are getting better and better. We've got people saying things are getting worse. Father's heart, and he tells the church. And people have got this idea that you can come easy. You need to be in church listening to what the... I don't play music stuff. I don't sing very well either. I don't even speak very well. I lead worship. Why do I lead worship? That's a responsibility of the leaders of the church. And they're a blessing to me. They came into the church, a blessing to me. And I say to them, guys, what we've got, you've got to go and hear God. Go and hear God. Don't go to the top board. Find out what God is saying to the church. And then bring that life to hear God. But that's what I give them to do. That's what I ask Anthony to do and any other leader yet to come. And I say to them, don't just hear speaks to the body of Christ out there. So I say to them, Keith, Diane, go find. Why? Because they've got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying at any given moment. We listen. They listen. Songs are. You find the right songs. Because it's sad, but it's true. People that are in it for the wrong reason. You get a bit of this stuff. You sell the CDs, more and more of this stuff. We don't want to sing those songs. Easy ones to tell. God wanted us to do everything for him. I don't think he would have sent his son to die for us. They're the songs we find. And I say to these guys, go find them. Look for songs with the worship exciting when you're coming along each week, not to hear Keith and Di play or Anthony or someone else. Where he, you know, good worship's not about playing instruments flawlessly. It's not about having, you know, oh, just wait for the right song. I've got to wait for two fast songs and then mine. This is a note. Oh, sorry, down to the beach. God isn't like that. Listening, and when a good worship leader finds the heartbeat of God, haven't you? Something changed. They found the heartbeat of God. you dissect worship too much, you kill it. It's a bit like, you know, sorry animal lovers, they did this. They get the frog and they put him to sleep and then they pin him out on the board and they take little jumps. And look at those lungs, that's how he, you know, croaks. Oh, that's great. You dissect worship too much, that's what happens. Everyone's sort of saying, is this the moment of worship? I'm going to talk about shine, Jesus, shine. But I will share shine, Jesus, shine. And what happened to me that... And there's a songwriter by the name of Graham Kendrick. And he did something. Or he's a gifted man. I don't know if he's still alive, but he's a gifted man. And he had a gift that God used his gift to write this song. He hears God. He puts the words to music. God, the light of your love is shining. Some of you can sing this as you go. In the midst of the darkness shining, shine on me, shine on me. Now, why did that song trigger apostolic pastor at the time? He was kind of like stirring us a little bit. He was saying to us, he says, the kingdom of God has got so much power in it, it's got to go from you to the world around you. Stirring, and we're starting to think, wow, yeah, we want to do that. What God's doing in our church, but we're singing this song. What's happening? Our heartbeat. What does God want for us? Go into all nations and preach the gospel. This is with me. I want this song. I want this light of the world. The same thing that's made the gospel attractive to me is the same thing that's going to make it out there. And so, moi, I'm thinking, yes, I want that. And I start life and I'm hearing the people behind me and the people on my right and left and the people in front of me. We want Jesus. And he's starting to stir a church thousands of kilometers away who are beginning to... The key he chose to sing it in, it had nothing to do whether he could sing or not. The jury was always out on that. It had a bit of a drawl to it. Now, when you get congregations singing songs with a bit, because the people were crying out for their God, I so want the world, there's a connection. Before his glory, blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Forth your word, Lord, let there be light. A prophetic people, we had been taught. And now the words of the song are beginning to paint a picture of our nation, Australia. Glory and goodness. And we knew what that glory and goodness was like. We knew what it would do to the nation. So this picture starts to form in our... Pushing this glory and grace into our nation. We want to see that. Now this song has got our attention. Our God has got our attention. And reality. Well, we sing it prophetically. And we say it's done to our church. That's what it's going to do to the world. There's an alignment of spirit. Hit the mark. Now at some point in this song, we get... And it picks us up. We're singing one voice. And you begin to describe it. But it was this exhilarating feeling. It kind of lived for a moment. The world out there that you just sort of drift through, it became crystal clear. Yet I was just standing there. This was the feeling. And I just, nation, you and I can take this world. Forget about them. Let's go. This sort of feel, and I get this feeling of warmth. Some people talk about fire. So I get this feeling, Auden, and he hears the voice. This is my beloved son who I'm well pleased. I know exactly how he thinks of God. Simple alignment with the heart of God. Who listened to the Spirit of God, used his gift to convey what he heard. So what am I going to do? I'm going to ask Keith and Di to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. No. That brought previous revivals. That's done its job. I went to the nation. It's done its job. We got to hear what God is saying to the church in 2015. You will connect with the Father's heart and we will be in the presence of God. And once you get there, friends, you will never, ever feel anything like that. One, worship is a powerful time. You know, people can get saved in worship. Depression can lift. all in worship. That's what Belinda was saying to us this morning. The garment of praise. Christian karaoke, friends. When you can get into the presence of God. Too professional now. Yeah, it is in some respects. But we don't have to be. And bear in mind that worship has become performance because congregations have demanded. People are disconnected from their songs. That's why you need to pray for these guys to find words. Can't be misspelled. They can't be wrong. Because the words connect in our heart. Because this. We don't want worship leaders frustrated with congregations. We need people who worship in spirit and in truth. But in this church, leaders that can hear from God. We've got people that can write songs. We've got for a heart of worship. And I'm just going to finish off today by resume, ready to go, because we want to worship. Just hold that. Just one chance this morning, because time is slipping. His words, listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Line your heart up with what it's saying. Don't come play Christian karaoke. Come back and touch your God.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you would like more information about our church, visit centrallife.com.au.